What's up, everybody? This is Mario, and welcome back to another episode of Talking Endurance and Mastery. And it is June 26th, the time that this episode is going to be published. And that means that it's 6 months until Christmas. And this is usually the time of the year where it's a good opportunity to just reevaluate how are you doing on your goals and start to think about how can you build momentum for the second half of the year. And so what I'm going to share are 3 to 4 strategies that you can implement to boost your mid-year momentum and set yourself up for an amazing second half of the year. So first, I'm going to roll the trailer and then we're going to get into it. Do you want to complete an endurance event and elevate all areas of your life, but you don't know where to start? Then you're in the right place. Talking Endurance and Mastery is a podcast to help you create a vision and take steps towards your goals and dreams. I'm your coach, Mario Minner. I've completed events like Ironmans and ultramarathons, but I believe the true benefit from endurance events is how they help you become the best version of yourself. Join me as I share stories, lessons, and interview guests to help you apply endurance and mastery principles into every area of your life. Are you ready? Let's go. All right, everybody, welcome back. So this episode and this topic was inspired by some of the conversations that I've had with my newest clients that are jumping on board. Because a lot of my clients that I work with them for around 6 months. And one of the first things that we do in our early conversations is start to figure out like what's slowing them down, but also if we were to work through those challenges, what's possible for them in 6 months? And we get really clear on what does success look like 6 months from today. And it was through some of those conversations that I had last week where we actually write down what is the date 6 months from the current date. And we realized like we're 6 months out from Christmas. And I don't know about you, but that's usually a point where like I start to think about how am I doing on my goals? Am I where I want to be? Am I heading in a positive direction or am I heading in a negative direction? And regardless of where you're at, the most important thing is for you to really build momentum. So that's why what we're going to be talking about today are 4 ways that you can build mid-year momentum. And so the first thing to really start to think about is just where are you at right now? Because it could be the case that you have been crushing it this year. You are operating at one of your highest levels, you're performing, you're doing those consistent habits that you know that you need to do. But it could also be the case that you are not where you want to be. And that's really the first thing to realize. Take that time, take that space to just reflect on the previous 6 months. And then once you know where you're at, that's where we can really start to build momentum for where you want to be. And so the best way to do that is just to take 30 minutes to yourself, block out all of the noise, block out your phone, block out all the notifications, and start to implement some of these things that we're talking about. So the first strategy that I want to share with you is just to list out the wins from the first 6 months. And really what I want you to emphasize are the small wins. So in that 30-minute block, you can look back at your pictures on your phone. You can look back at your calendar and your work meetings. You can just kind of play it back. Like what was I doing in January, February, March, April, May, June? And really start to identify what are those wins. These are things that are big or small that are heading, that are helping you head in the right direction. And I really want you to focus and emphasize the small wins. Because when you focus on the small wins, that is going to create that feeling of progress. It's going to create that feeling of success, and it's going to help you build momentum. And so that is the first strategy to help you build mid-year momentum. Then once you've started to get in that space of momentum and the smaller wins, I want you to just jump to the future. I want you to list out some of your goals that you have for the next 6 months. So if you're listening to it today, it's June 26th, 6 months from today, it's December 26th. What is true? What have you accomplished? How do you feel mentally, emotionally? How do you, what does your morning routine look like? What does your evening routine look like? And try and get clear on that. And then work backwards from that and just set a smaller goal. This is where you want to set a goal for what do I want to do in the next week? What do I want to do in the next 2 weeks? Or what do I want to do in the next 30 days? Because I think where people get really held up is they just focus on the bigger goals and where they want to be, but they don't have anything that's a short-term goal. And so you can see here, like what we're trying to do in this state of building momentum. One, we're trying to focus on the small wins. Two, we're trying to set smaller incremental goals that seem attainable for you. So that's the second strategy. Set a smaller goal based off of where you want to be. And then the third one is I want you to think about 6 months from today, if you're operating at your highest level, what is one skill that you want to learn or achieve? And then what I want you to do is just take an action today that can help you move towards that. So for example, if you want to improve your communication, if you want to start a podcast, if you want to start creating content, start to find, like, just read one book, buy a book, do some research, rent a book, do whatever you got to do. Just find a book on that topic and just pay for it or rent it from the library. That can give you some momentum heading towards a skill that you know will help you succeed. So that's one thing that you can do. Another thing you can do is you can sign up for a webinar based off of that skill or that topic. Another thing you can do is you can sign up for a conference that you can attend. There's a lot of virtual conferences or online challenges, different things like that. Because when you start to identify a skill that you want to learn and you take one small step towards it, if that's reading a book, signing up for a webinar, signing up for a conference, you're going to feel good about the progress that you're making. And that's a good feeling. And you want to capitalize on that feeling because that's momentum. And then the last thing that you can do to build momentum is to really get clear on your priorities. So regardless of how the first 6 months have gone, start to think about where do I want to be in 6 months? And what is my number one priority? Is it my health? Is it my mental health? Is it my career? Is it my relationships? Really try and identify, of all of the things that you're trying to accomplish, what is the number one most important thing? Because when you identify the number one most important thing, all of the noise and all of the other things just kind of start to fade away and they start to become less important. And when you have one clear priority, one thing that you're focused on, that's when you can really start to feel momentum. And so those are the four things that I have used to help me build mid-year momentum. And they're things that I wanted to share with you today, because like I said at the beginning, I'm not sure where you're at this point. Maybe you are crushing it and you're doing amazing. And you can use these four strategies to help you build even more momentum in the second half of the year. But it could be the case that maybe you start off really well the first 30 days or the first 60 days, and then you've been trending downwards, not heading in the direction that you want to go. So what I want you to do is try and pick one of these strategies or one or two and go for it to build that mid-year momentum. So as I bring it back to you, take some time today to reflect on where you are at and then implement one or two of these strategies to help you build mid-year momentum. And just to recap, number one was to list out the wins from the first 6 months and emphasize the small wins. Number two, list out the goals you have for the next 6 months and then set a smaller incremental goal. It can be a 2 week goal, it can be a 30 day goal. Number three, pick one skill that you want to learn and achieve and then take an action towards it immediately. If that's reading a book, signing up for a webinar, signing up for a conference. And number four, it's get clear on your priorities. What is the number one or two most important things and start to focus your energy towards that. So this is one way to help you get mid-year momentum. It's just listening to this podcast and trying these strategies on your own. But if you would like a little bit of help with this, if you would like a little bit of guidance with this, then send me a DM and we can just go through this exercise together. We can hop on a quick call, maybe 15, 20 minutes, And I can just ask you these questions and help you get clear on the answers that you have. If that's something that you're interested in, just send me a DM on Instagram or send me an email and we can make it happen. Because what I really want for everybody that's listening, I want you to feel that sense of progress. I want you to feel like you're heading in the right direction. And I want you to feel momentum. Because when you have momentum, I really believe that there's nothing that you can't do. And so as I close it out, I just want you to remember that with grit and gratitude, you can do anything.